Hello and welcome to another Monkey Gaming podcast. This podcast is going to be featuring an accessible audio game called Blindside, and the developer of this game is Epicycle. Blindside is a 3D audio horror stroke thriller game, and to play this game, really, headphones are a must. They are definitely required. The reason being, because it's 3D audio, what you do is you have to listen to your surroundings, and you can navigate through the game by walking forwards and backwards, and you also have to turn the hero in different directions in order to navigate your surroundings. So they can be rooms, staircases, past objects, past monsters, etc., etc. I'm trying not to give too much away about the story because you really need to play it for yourself to get the full experience of the game. So in this podcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just quickly go through the introduction to Blindside, which is a tutorial, and it's just to give an idea of how the game works in terms of navigation and a slight, I suppose, introduction on how you navigate your way through the game and how to play the game. I'll just say as well, when I go into Blindside, I'm going to have to turn voiceover off because voiceover is not required. Blindside has its own built-in audio features. And it might not pick up everything in the introduction because I'm doing this recording, and as I said earlier, you must really wear headphones to play this game. And because we're doing this recording, I can't put headphones in, but hopefully most of the story will come across and I will clarify certain parts of it afterwards. So I'm just going to open Blindside now and get started.
Tap the top of the screen to resume your game. Tap the middle of the screen to start a new game. Or tap the bottom of the screen to change.
I'm going to turn voiceover off.
Voiceover off.
Blindside. Put on your headphones now. Tap the top of the screen to resume your game. Tap the middle of the screen to start a new game. Or tap the bottom of the screen to change game options. Welcome.
So that's only three things in the main menu. You can either tap the top of the screen to resume a current game, tap the middle of the screen to start a new game, and tap the bottom of the screen to change some settings. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a new game because I want to get to the introduction and tutorial part of the game, so I'm going to do that now.
Put on your headphones now. Tap the top of the screen to resume. Tap the top of the screen to erase your progress and start a new game. Tap the middle of the screen to switch between high and low quality, or tap the bottom of the screen to go back. High quality on.
And I would leave high quality on, so I'm just going to tap the top of the screen.
Starting new game.
And I'm going to let Blindside take over.
Hey, wake up.
Ooh. Good morning.
Hey, wake up, honey. I think there's a blackout.
No kidding. Can't see a thing. Let me get the flashlight. Batteries must be dead. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm alright. The noise outside just started.
I'm gonna get the matches in the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Storm must have knocked out the power lines. Okay, I can do this. My studio apartment is pretty small. It's crowded, even with just my bed, a couch, my dresser, and TV. But my window has a nice view of the fountain across the street. My front door leads out into the hallway, and the kitchen should be on my left. I really should get that faucet fixed sometime, though.
This is a test. If you already know how to play the game, tap the center of your screen now to skip the tutorial.
Before I risk freezing my toes off in the kitchen tiles, I need to get my slippers. They're by the dresser to the right of the TV.
To move forward or backward, touch the top or bottom of your screen. Move forward now by touching the top of your screen. Hold down the button and you'll continue to walk forward. Don't just tap it.
Okay, so I'm going to follow the instruction and just hold my finger on the top part of the screen.
Coffee table.
When Case bumps into something, you will hear the sound of him smacking against it as well as a description of the object. You may want to stop and listen carefully when he speaks. Whenever music is playing, something important is happening around Case, and Case cannot be controlled. So when you hear music, take a minute and listen. When you hear this sound, you are back in control and case can be moved again. You can rotate case left or right by tilting your device to the left or right. You can change the way you control case by switching your control scheme in the game's options menu. Now turn to the left by tilting your device to the left.
And I'm going to stop the game there. You heard the voice mentioning about rotating Case, who is our hero. You heard that you could turn Case to the left and to the right there. Now, what I've done is I've set my option to actually, I just tilt my iPhone to the left and Case will turn to the left. If I tilt my iPhone to the right, then Case will obviously turn to the right. You can change that settings. I had to change it. The default setting is you actually have to physically stand up with your iPhone in front of you, and then you would physically turn to the right or to the left, and you could turn 360 degrees. And no matter what method you prefer, what happens is with the headphones on, then you'll actually hear the sounds in the room change as you turn in different directions. It's really something different. It's a really interesting experience to actually play this game. And what I really like about it as well is that it's given you all the different areas of where, like you remember it said about where the TV was, where his coffee table was, the kitchen, the exit. So you really actually have to listen at all times in the game, because another thing I love about it is you can die. I've actually not completed the game yet. I think I've maybe died about 15 times so far because I've just not been listening when I've went in the wrong direction and been slaughtered, as for want of a better word. I better just explain a wee bit about that as well. I don't know if the recording picked up everything in the introduction. So the story is, you're playing an assistant professor called Case, and you wake up in the dark, and Case has a girlfriend who's somewhere in the apartment as well. So you wake up in the bedroom, the place is in complete darkness, and I'm trying to keep this brief because I don't want to give too much of the story away, but it ends up, you wake up in the middle of an apocalypse, and there are creatures. You don't know what they are, what they look like, or anything, and they are eating humanity by the crate load, basically. I'll try and leave it at that, but your main objective in the story is to navigate your way through the game, and your ultimate goal is Case is the hero, and you've got to save yourself, save your lovely girlfriend, and save the world, I suppose, and find out the mystery behind the apocalypse and these creatures. I suppose what I love about it is it leaves the part of the creatures to your imagination. You know, you don't know what the creatures are. It doesn't ram things down your throat in terms of, it doesn't describe what they look like. You could actually create a picture in your own mind what these monsters actually look like. I think that's what makes a good audio game. It leaves a lot of it up to your imagination. It's a really, really innovative game. I've played it for hours, actually, and I still haven't completed it, so I don't really know how long it is or short it is, because I keep dying. And I suppose, as well, in terms of Epicycle, it's a new experience. You know, I've never really played a game with this much kind of depth to it, and the descriptions which go with the game as well are absolutely fantastic. And I love the fact that you don't need voiceover to be able to play it. It's got its own built-in audio and it's very simple. I think hopefully you could get a understanding there of how simple the game is to play. The price of this game is, it came through for some reason on the UK App Store. It's still coming through in dollars, so it's $2.99 it's got in the App Store. I don't know how much that is in pounds, but probably something like £2.49 or something like that. It's not going to break the bank, and it's well worth the money, I must say. And I've had endless hours of fun playing. I think it is something that, once I complete it, I will probably go back to it at some stage, and I think it is highly replayable as well. To get Blindside, all you need to do is go into the App Store and search for Blind and then space and side. So Blind, space and then side, and that's the first result that will come up in the App Store. And just before I end the podcast, I'm just going to say as well that the company Epicycle, this is the only game that they've developed, so at the moment don't waste your time looking for other games by Epicycle, because they've not developed any more to my knowledge, which it's a wee bit of a shame because I think this game's about 3 years old now. They've actually won awards in 2013 for that. They actually won innovation awards, and I can see why. They've got a really, really great future, but I don't know what their plans are. I don't know whether they're working on any sequels to the game, or I don't know whether they're trying to bring out something completely different. There's just been no word at all on any game that's coming up in 3 years. I don't know, I'm maybe being a bit critical, but 3 years seems a bit of a long time. And especially after the success of the first game, I thought they would be putting out, you know, other titles to capture the imagination, but it doesn't seem to be happening. A bit of a dry spell there. But as I say, hopefully that'll change in the future, and I would look forward very much with bated breath to the next offering, and I would pay for any game that they bring out in the future. I just think that there's so much potential in the company and for really innovative audio game experiences in the future through this company. So on that happy note, I'm just going to end another Monkey Gaming podcast. I hope very much you enjoy Blindside and are not too scared by it, because it is scary. So, you know, if you don't like horror games, don't play this one, I would say. But as I say, hope you enjoy it, and it's lots of fun, and we'll see you again soon for another Monkey Gaming podcast. Okay, bye for now.